B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police say a woman carrying a baby took offense at a bump when exiting the subway, allegedly got back on and punched the woman in the face who bruised her.
Wow.
Or, I'm sorry, not who bruised her, who brushed up against her. According to police, 53-year-old woman was attempting to board a southbound E-train when she bumped into a woman exiting the train. Now, the exiting woman, who was both pushing a stroller and wearing an infant in a strap-on carrier, allegedly got back on the train and punched the victim in the face and then fled.
I'm going to mess you up.
So she's wearing a baby Bjorn and goes back in and punches this woman in the face. The 53-year-old was treated for pain and bruising to her left eye. The alleged attacker was described as a light-skinned woman around 30 years old. So they are looking for her.
Hard to get some leverage on your punch if you have a baby Bjorn.
You would think so, yeah. An airport in South China has issued notice warning passengers not to throw coins at planes for good luck, claiming that the superstitious act would actually jinx them instead. So we've had a few stories of people not only throwing coins at planes, throwing them into the engines.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
The advisory was displayed on a screen near the security checkout at the Phoenix International Airport around 2 weeks ago, following a number of recent coin toss incidents at other airports across the country. The sign reads in Chinese, "Tossing your coins at planes for good luck violates safety rules, jinxes your blessings, and is illegal."
I thought the proper thing to do would be to throw seagulls into the engines, right?
However, I don't know about that. An English translation under the line simply read, "It is illegal to throw money into an airplane to pray for good luck." An airport employee told China Youth Daily that the word jinx was used as a playful reminder to target superstitious passengers who were more likely to pay attention to that word. Additional staff have been deployed to keep an eye on passengers during boarding following a spate of safety violations at other airports. According to Beijing News, there had been nearly 10 coin toss incidents reported across the country in the first half of this year.
I'm going to say there's probably nothing that's acceptable to throw into the engine of a jet that you're traveling on, right?
Yeah. Hey, this is talk about a freak accident, man. A Florida motorcyclist died on Sunday while riding his motorcycle on the highway, struck by lightning.
What?
When I saw this, it blew my mind because I was just thinking, I wonder if that has ever happened.
Yeah.
I would assume it would have had to.
I got to imagine the odds are astronomical.
Yes.
Alone just getting struck by lightning, but moving at, you know, however fast this guy was going.
Lightning's faster.
The unnamed, but the timing to be in this spot at that very second.
How lucky.
So the unnamed 45-year-old biker was riding south on I-95 just north of Daytona Beach when lightning bolt struck his helmet.
Wasn't he wearing a jacket, though?
Probably.
Yeah, leather was. Oh, I guess that wouldn't help.
The agency said an off-duty Virginia state trooper saw the bolt strike the man who veered off the road and crashed before his death. Highway Patrol tweeted a photo of the victim's burned and cracked helmet Sunday evening.
Wow.
And wrote, "This is what's left of a 45-year-old man's helmet after he was struck by lightning."
Okay, so we don't know, or do you know, if it was the lightning strike that killed him or the crash that happened after the lightning strike that killed him?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was burnt. His helmet was burned and cracked, so yeah, I think that had something to do with it. So far, authorities have decided not to release the victim's name. Heavy rain and thunderstorms remain in the forecast for Daytona Beach Sunday evening. A teenage boy has undergone the rarest of surgeries after doctors found a tooth growing inside his testicle.
Whoa. What?
A tooth in his ball?
Yeah.
I use the medical term.
Doctors were shocked to find a molar had grown in the 13-year-old boy's testicle instead of in his mouth, where there was a gap for the missing tooth.
Your nutsack has a tooth in it.
That's your wisdom nut.
Yeah.
Russian medics had initially feared the lump was a tumor, but were stunned.
No. I got a nut ache.
When a scan showed something truly unique, it was removed at the Children's Hospital in Moscow, and doctors said the surgery on the schoolboy, who has not been identified, was a success.
Did you brush your teeth? Did you brush your balls? Go to bed.
I wonder what the tooth fairy charges for something like that.
It's probably extensive, right?
Yeah.
The tooth urologist.
The hospital said in a statement the tooth was just under, was, I'm sorry, was the second molar or the seventh in the upper jaw. It usually is replaced by the permanent tooth at the age of 10 to 12.
This poor kid, they found a knee in his ass.
Medics said the ultra-rare condition has been caused by a genetic process during the prenatal period. The teratoid tumor, which formed due to a stem cell failure, and the schoolboy is set to have a normal reproductive system following the surgery.
These things, occasionally, you've had stories like this where a random tooth will end up in another part of the body.
Yeah.
No, this is the first time I've heard of a nutsack tooth.
Yeah. Actually, a molar in his nut. That is very bizarre. All right, this is a really weird story. 2 days before he died, Everett Palmer Jr. called his brother Dwayne to tell him that he was on his way to Delaware, from Delaware to New York to visit him and their sick mother. But first, he said he wanted to resolve an outstanding DUI warrant from an incident in 2016 in Pennsylvania to make sure that his license was valid for the drive to see his family. The phone call was the last time the family would hear from the 41-year-old U.S. Army veteran and father of two. On April 9th of last year, 2 days later, the family was told that Palmer had died in police custody at the York County Prison. 14 months later, the Palmers say they still don't know what really happened, but they're suspicious because when Palmer's body was returned to them, his throat, heart, and brain were missing.
Organs were removed?
Yeah. So the civil rights attorney, Lee Merritt...
You have to explain that.
...said this entire case smacks of cover-up. The family hired Merritt to help find answers because so far they've been unable to get them on their own. They say Merritt says prison and county officials have not been cooperative with providing an official manner of death. Representatives for the prison cannot be reached for comment. An initial autopsy stated Palmer died after an incident following an excited state during which he began hitting his head against the inside of his cell door and was restrained. The report says Palmer became agitated as a result of methamphetamine toxicity. A probable sickling red cell disorder is listed as a contributing factor. But according to his family, he never had any health problems leading up to his death. They also say the autopsy report of him hitting himself are completely out of character. But his brain, his throat, and his heart were missing.
And they thought no one was going to say, by the way, what about this?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about his brain?
Very strange. All right, I got 1 minute. I can do one last story and wrap this up. Imagine thinking that somebody was breaking into your home only to find out you called the police on a deer. The Lufkin Police Department in Texas responded to a home early Thursday morning after a woman reported hearing shattering glass and strange footsteps inside her home.
Just because it's a deer doesn't mean it's not there to rob the house.
And this is why you got to keep your shoes on.
Absolutely.
There's a deer.
You got to run.
Body camera footage shows the moment that police entered the home and came face to face with a deer. That
you want a piece of me?
Crashed through a window. The animal was eventually coaxed to run out through the front door, so he was able to get out of there.
That's why you always, always wear your shoes to bed.
Yep.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Dreka Dreek.
Dreka Dreek.
Yeah, she is. She has the video to prove it. Dreka Dreek in the video says, you see the man wandering into traffic was a man who was wearing only socks. She said one was black and the other one was white.
Can't even match his socks.
I had a friend with me and we were laughing. He was walking up to cars and he saw us. Video shows a man approaching Dreka Dreek's car. Dreka Dreek. And within seconds, he was on the hood, pressing himself against the windshield and fondling himself. So he's smushing his bits on the window.
That's unpleasant.
She said, I told my kids to cover their eyes. I didn't know what to do next.
Safe flight repair.
He refused to get off the car, and he had a smirk on his face, apparently. That's Dreka Dreek's song or theme song. I didn't know what that was. All right, anyway. he refused to get off the car, and he had a smirk on his face, and that's when I started driving forward, and he still wouldn't get off.
It occurs to me that that's somewhat provocative.
Dreek prepared to hit the brakes, and she said that he seemed to know what was coming next. She said he put one hand up as if to say, don't punch the brakes, but I did. According next to her description, the man flew off the car onto the pavement. His exposed parts hit the concrete. Ow. And he rolled over several times. Unfazed, she said the man got up and started approaching other cars. She said, I didn't stay to see what happened next. We got the hell out of there.
Why would you hang around?
But she didn't report the incident to Houston police at the time, but she says she plans to now. So, good luck. Why is she doing it?
Joe wanted to wait a little bit and just ruminate on things.
A medical examiner with the Georgia Bureau of Investigation was suspended for 2 weeks after complaints that she made inappropriate comments while handling the remains of a dead woman. Dr. Sandra Thomas, who has never faced any other complaints since joining the agency in 2014, has expressed regret and has returned to work.
Look, I'm going to make it sing. Honestly, you need to have some respect for the dead, especially when you're in that job.
Yeah, she asked another, apparently during the autopsy, she asked another doctor at the morgue if she knew how to do a Muslim autopsy. The other doctor said Thomas then lifted the neck of the dead woman and made a wailing sound called a ululation.
Like a...
I guess so. Since the times of ancient Greece and Egypt, ululation has signified times of both mourning and celebration. It's generally heard at funerals and weddings in the Middle East.
Yes.
Thomas repeated the question and sound with another doctor. The doctor also found the remark inappropriate during an investigation.
Hey, look at this.
Thomas expressed regret for her actions. The GBI suspended her, and she had to sign a document acknowledging that another inappropriate action will result in her term. Nation.
You would like to think that your loved ones are cared for.
There's a certain amount of reverence.
Instead of putting sunglasses and cigarettes in their mouth.
Right. So, in December in 2018, there was an employee that took a photo of another smiling while posing with a severed head of an elderly murder victim. Those employees were fired. So they don't put up with that stuff. 46 ice cream trucks were seized from owners who allegedly amassed 22,000 traffic fines totaling about $4.5 million since 2009 and evaded paying the hefty debt, according to New York City officials.
How fast are they driving these ice cream trucks?
The seizure was
known. Kids can't even catch up.
The seizure was known as Operation Meltdown.
I like that.
Comes after the truck owners allegedly amassed the traffic violation fines through a scheme in which dozens of shell companies were created to avoid enforcement efforts by the city's Department of Finance. So this is a full-on scam. The complaint alleges that the group operated companies that accrued 22,000 summonses for violations.
Wow.
Including running red lights, parking near fire hydrants, blocking pedestrian crosswalks.
What the hell was that?
They're going really fast.
They're going very fast.
Do it again.
Play it again.
All right. Hit play. I can't
speed it up.
Speed it up more.
I tried.
Okay.
My bad.
So, the alleged scheme was based off a periodic, systematic, and repeated re-registration.
I thought you were going to sing Grease Lightning.
It's periodic, systematic, what's greased ice cream? Ding, 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 ding. All right, we're done with this.
Oh, man.
They were bad people.
There wasn't much.
That was it. The bulk of the story had been imparted.
Yeah.
It feels like we're in the goddamn Twilight Zone.
It really does. Oh,
God.
All right, one more story then.
Okay.
A man in Central Florida told deputies he poured salt on the floor of a Walmart store to get rid of the evil spirits that were around him.
Did it work?
You know what? I don't know if they verified that or not.
Honestly, how would you be able to know that at a Walmart?
The Pasco Sheriff's Office arrested 38-year-old Damon Dean Cantrell.
Well, to be honest, Lou, I haven't seen any demons. It might have worked.
Sunday morning, a store manager told investigators a man poured salt on the floor and on his feet before walking into the woods nearby the store.
If you break the salt circle, though, demons will be able to penetrate.
It's like Manitou, Steve.
Absolutely. Did we learn nothing from that Tony Curtis film?
The manager said that he wanted the man charged with trespassing. A deputy found Cantrell laying under some trees in the woods.
I did my job.
He was still on Walmart property. So they arrested.
Another Walmart saved.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.